Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening, and welcome to this Hope is Alive, this October 25th. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. I am here filled with joy and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard and Brother Ralph from Oklahoma. Blessings to you all.
And to you. And as always, Ralph, I'll turn it over to you, and when your callers come in, I'll sure let you know.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Pastor, we should have an anointed show tonight. I don't know if you're listening to the prayer meeting, but John prayed blessings upon this show and said he felt led to do it. You could hear the anointing on him, and I think I read somewhere that if you ask anything in my name, being Jesus, it'll be granted, so this is going to have to be a great show.
Amen, and I heard that, and I heard most of the show this evening in the prayers, and powerful praying went forward there. So, yeah, exciting to be aboard again. I mean, my goodness, next month it'll be 2 years we've been doing this hour-long show, so I've been about 200 testimonies on. So we'll just keep doing it and telling the truth and how Jesus is setting the hurting people free.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I was reading this past, last week, and I in our Bible reading plan, was in the book of Acts last Saturday, and specifically the book of Acts chapter 8. The Apostle Philip isn't really spoken much about all the apostles. It's really not talked about too much in the book of Acts outside of chapter 8. But there are two passages that just make me believe that he was just a man on fire for the Lord and was doing things that I would love to see. I can't wait till they've seen. I know that we have seen little bits and pieces of it. But I want to read Acts 8. Chapter 8, starting with verse 6. The crowds, with one accord, were giving attention to what was said by Philip. And as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing, for in the case of many, who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them, shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and the lame were healed. So there was much rejoicing in that city. I know the Holy Spirit is perfect in the words that are written down, but when I read that, my imagination just goes wild about what was going on. And you read a little bit more that it was going on. It was so amazing that a magician named Simon had to stop and awe and wonders, because even he could not do what was being done, because later you find out he tried to buy the Holy Spirit, which you can't do. But it says a little bit further in chapter 8 on verse 13, he continued on with Philip, and as he observed signs and great miracles taking place, he was constantly amazed. And I just, that really stuck out with me, especially with what we've been doing with the deliverance and teaching that and seeing that. It just, that really stuck out to me this last week. And just want to remind people out there, encourage you to read it, because that just wasn't because he was an apostle. That's given to every single Christian. And those things are going to happen as we get the word out. People work and perform the word. They're filled with the Holy Spirit, and they start exercising that authority, and you'll have people amazed at what they see. I've been amazed at the things that I've seen, and I can't wait to just the multitudes, and this is just being done every day in this country, in this kingdom, in this world.
Amen. And if it's for a few, it's for all Christians. So here we go. I'm so blessed. I tasted of that initially 39 years ago, what we read in Acts. And I can tell you, once I tasted of it, I wanted to see more. It was heavy action, praise God, by the Holy Spirit, and the casting out of evil spirits and healing of the sick. And, I couldn't go back to my old church, frankly, because I wanted to see the action. And that's where it started. And ultimately, I even formed Deliverance Ministries, Inc. I realized I couldn't do this every night of the week and needed help. And so I started sharing what I'd learned thus far. And finally, in 84, formed Deliverance Ministries Nonprofit Corporation. And got help, and so we picked a Monday night, and we've been doing that 33 years now of seeing action. We had 10 cases this last Monday night, and it was Holy Spirit action. And what's fun is to see the people when they leave. And we ought to take some pictures, I guess, of when they come in, and then see how they look when they leave. And it is astonishing. So many people even look younger. And of course, they're smiling when they leave. And I ministered to a man that flew in from the Texas Panhandle and his family. I had other ministers with his wife and son. I ministered to him and went very well. And he was feeling them and had some yawns and all as they came out. And I talked to him today. He's doing really good. I mean, there's no way. When you cast those spirits out, they have to be better some way. Obviously, as Jesus said, those spirits are not there for your health. They're there to steal, kill, and destroy. And they are doing that in a person's life today. So that's why Jesus so clearly commanded us in Mark 16:17 for believers to cast these things out. And once they're cast out, it's the real person that's left, now able to go forward. That's why Jesus commanded us to do it. I see it. And so we're just a drop in a bucket to the need, and that's why we're doing the radio show, is to get the word out that this is for all Christians, not a gift area. It is normal Christianity, setting the people free and seeing them healed.
Yes, it is, and you can learn to do that by going to deliveranceusa.com, the website that's there. Has every tool that you would need to be able to perform this. There's teaching videos, there's testimony videos. There's many of the things that we talk about on the show. There's the breaking of godly soul ties prayers on there. The problem list is there. There's prayers for cleaning a house, prayers for breaking Masonic curses, just a multitude of stuff and tools at your disposal. It's all free from the website, which is deliveranceusa.com. Or you can get a hold of the book that Pastor wrote called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, which can be obtained by calling the office and talking to Richard. The office number is 307-742-7582. You just call up Richard, tell him you want that, and he'll get it out to you. And that book is should have probably been called Casting Out Demons for Dummies, because Pastor made it where any old dummy can do it, because it is simple, laid out, and it's a blessing of a book. I'm thankful that he was handed to me for the first time. I'm thankful that I was able to meet you for the first time, and I'm thankful that we do this program, because I know that there are people out there reaching, and that's just a chain of events, because as we reach somebody, that person reaches out to another, and that person reaches out to another, and that's how the gospel was spread, and I believe that's how we're going to set these people free across this country.
Amen. And we can see groups here and there and all over, not just even the United States, but worldwide. Of course, the need is everywhere. And some of the third world countries have actually been a little better at this than here in the United States. So many of them, I've ministered in Haiti twice, and down there, those people, of course, have grown up around voodoo and seeing supernatural things work, the demonic witchcraft and so on, and they know all about demons. Well, you ask the average person on the street here, even many of the Christians, and they don't even know anything about them. They don't even think they're around, a lot of them. And some of them are taught that that Christians can't be bothered. And of course, as we've seen over and over, Christians are the targets. Satanic assignments coming out of Satan's war room to block Christians' lives, and plus the doors that we've learned that we can open. There's 15 doors we've recognized now that can be opened and to allow Christians to be tormented, and one of them is the generational door, which is pretty much on everybody. We've got things coming down at us due to the sins and iniquities of our forefathers, and you know, that's why it would be an extremely rare person that doesn't have their share of demonic activity trying to block their lives. So good news is we have all power to deal with it from the cross, Luke 10:19, all power if we use it. And so here we are teaching it. Amen.
Amen. You know, you talk about the generational curses. It's actually something I thought about today. I was doing work here in the area, and I happened to go by a couple of cemeteries that I have. Actually, I passed three cemeteries that I have ancestors in. My great-grandfather, great-great, two great, three great, and one, and several in the other. And I was thinking about that when I was adding up, just kind of going through my mind, saying, okay, I know most of my genealogy up to that generation, so I'm starting to think, and then I got to thinking, you know, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people that could have done something, had no idea they did it, and that flowed down through their children, flowed down to their children, flowed down to my parents, and it flowed down to me. And it doesn't seem rightfully fair at times, but that's what the Word of God says, that those sins and the iniquity will visit down to the third and fourth generation. But the great thing about it is he said that'll happen. But he didn't give it to us and say, okay, you got to deal with it for the rest of your life. It is, he gave us the power and authority to cast it out with Jesus, because Jesus accomplished everything we had on the cross. And I believe our first caller is there. Thank you for calling this evening. Are you there?
Yes, this is Phyllis Kron. How are you?
Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you for joining us. I am fantastic.
Yeah, hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Everett. It's been a while since I've talked to you. Your voice is great to hear.
How good to hear you. We've been talking on email and all, and texting, but the modern-day thing, I guess. Well, you're up there in what part of Missouri?
I'm in southwest Missouri, right in the heart of the Ozarks, in Springfield, Missouri.
All right,
we're
almost
neighbors, Phyllis.
That's right.
I live down in Hollister.
Oh, and Hollister is close to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where Billy Brim has a ministry, and I was just there Monday listening to a great message by Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
All right. Yeah, that's exciting, and Phyllis is working in the deliverance area now and learning more and more. Are you starting to minister some now up there?
Yes, I found a wonderful church. I go to Hope Church in Springfield, Missouri, and I'm also attending a special school of supernatural ministry, and it's called Dayspring School of Supernatural Ministry. I'm in my second semester there, and to be honest, Everett, neither one of these know about what Jesus has taught you about this wonderful ministry of deliverance, and I'm hoping that as time goes on, that the Lord will allow me to help share that information, because I am just so grateful that the Lord has used you in the ministry of deliverance, because I'm one that has a great testimony of being set free by the power of Jesus Christ.
Praise God. Well, thank you, Phyllis. I appreciate that. And it never was in my plan. I was groomed to be a mortgage banker, which I was CEO of a mortgage banking firm here in Oklahoma City for 26 years. But this is where my joy is, of course, in the ministry once I got into it. mortgages look pretty boring by comparison, so.
Here, right.
Well, Phyllis, why don't you share, go back a bit and share how you first learned about deliverance and then any experiences from there.
Okay, I'd love to. Well, I was saved at the age of about 35, and I'm just so grateful to the Lord for saving me. But once I was saved, I still had all kinds of past experiences, things that had happened in my childhood, and then as I heard you guys discussing, attachments from generations previous to me that I had nothing to do with that caused oppression in my life. And it wasn't until a year and a half ago that I got set free from all of these things. I studied Lester Summerall's deliverance courses that he had, and I studied many people who God had used in the ministry of deliverance, but I could not get relief. I had fasted and prayed. I had people praying with me, praying for me. I was quoting scripture. I was doing everything that I possibly could do on my own to receive deliverance from things like fear, rejection, abandonment, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, feelings of unworthiness, just PTSD, nightmares, crazy things that I should not have had any kind of oppression from, because Jesus came to set the captives free, and I believed fully in Jesus and was a spirit-filled Christian. And I actually was ready. I just told somebody today, I was ready to drive to Chicago to have John Eckhart pray for me, because I had read so much of his work, and I knew that he had a good deliverance ministry out of his church. But my friend from Aspen, who was my prayer partner, Janice Hall, called me and said, "Phyllis, you've got to come to Oklahoma City. Everett Cox has a ministry called Deliverance Ministries, and you've got to come down here and see what he's doing. It's miraculous." And so once I found that out, I said, "Get me on the list." I said, "I want to be on the list to be prayed for. I've got to have some relief." And she made the arrangements for me, and I fasted and prayed, I drove all the way from Springfield by myself with Jesus. I'm so grateful that I'm filled with the Spirit because I just prayed in the Spirit the whole way. And I came expecting God to set me free. Everett, that prayer minister that you put me with, she prayed everything in my life. And she used the checklist that you use, which is a miracle in itself, to make the process so much more streamlined. And everything just flowed. And I'll never forget the vision that I got when she was praying for me. She put her hand on my head, and I had just come out of a very abusive marriage. Verbal, emotional, psychological, and sexual abuse. A very controlling and critical spirit that just made me feel totally unworthy. I could not remember things that I needed to remember. I just was feeling totally unworthy of being a human being. She put her hand on my head and commanded those unhealthy neural pathways to be severed and for God to create new neural pathways in my brain that were godly and aligned with His Word. And I saw, I've never seen very many visions at all in my life, but I literally saw my brain lighting up like sparklers were going off all across the top part of my brain, the cortex of my brain. And then I saw my brain was not like a normal brain with all the convolutions, but it was more like silly putty. It was like there weren't any convolutions in it at all. God had literally created in me a brand new brain that He Himself could write on and cause the neural pathways to be aligned with His Word. And praise God, since that year and a half that I received deliverance from your ministry and from Jesus there at your ministry, God has just done a miracle in me. He has placed me in a really great church that has perfect, wonderful teachings of the Word of God, and He has placed me in Day Spring School of Supernatural Ministry, where I am being able to be used by God. And it's a wonderful thing.
Praise the Lord.
And another part about my deliverance, Everett, before deliverance, I saw myself as being built out of, I saw a vision of myself like I was built out of used bricks, like you would put on a house, and the mortar was not cleaned up and finished. It was just like gob in between the bricks, and there were deep gashes, like with a machete, all throughout this brick wall that made me who I was. It's like my body was made out of these bricks. It was very dark. And after she prayed, I literally saw that I was built out of pieces of gold that were like Legos. You know how Legos fit together so perfectly, there's nothing that has to be in between them to hold them together. And this beautiful gold Lego type material that I was being built out of started shining and becoming shinier and shinier until the light was just being emitted out of me and going out far from me. Not only that, there were beautiful vines that started growing around the base of the structure that I was built out of, and the vines started sprouting flowers and luscious fruit. And this is what I was transformed into.
Praise God.
Through deliverance.
You were bearing fruit.
Praise yes, God. God set me free, Everett. I am so grateful. Now, this hasn't been just a one-time thing. because not only was I set free and then filled up with the Word, I went home and I put action to my faith, because I just filled myself with the Word and I started surrounding myself with people who believed the way I did, that nothing was impossible with God, and that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and all of the gifts were alive and well, ready to be used by whomever believed to set people free. And because of that, I am stronger now than I ever have been. I thank God for all of the things that I've had to go through in my life that's been very difficult. But through Jesus, I am more than a conqueror. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to use all of this that I have been through for His glory in setting so many more people free. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I am just so grateful that you were obedient to the Lord and that you have set aside time and energy to train people up to be warriors for the Lord and be trained in this method of deliverance that is so effective.
Praise God. Wow. Thank you, Phyllis, for sharing that. And you're not unusual in that so often when people get free, then they have a special compassion, understanding this, to go out now and help. They look around them and they see people all around them that have those same kind of problems that they had, and they're free, so they realize, well, those people can get free too. And so the need is much. It just seems that workers overall are few, but we're gaining on it, amen, and look what you'll be able to do in your lifetime. Think about it, Phyllis.
I just hope and pray that God opens the doors that need to be opened, and that the Holy Spirit just works completely and totally to bring about everything that needs to happen to just align a group of warring believers who are not afraid to put action to their faith. Because the time is now when Christians need to get all of this out of them. It's a process. When you're saved, yes, your spirit becomes one with the Father. But it's your soul that needs the deliverance. And Jesus has provided that. All we have to do is go after it.
Amen. That's right.
And there's so many Christians that need deliverance. That doesn't mean that they're possessed by the devil. They are oppressed and tormented. And
yes,
that can manifest as sickness. You know, it can come from unforgiveness. And people need to be helped through this a lot of times by strong believers who know how to pray and know the truth.
And lay people
that can set them free.
Lay people, for the most part, we find lay people, for the most part, are those that are doing it, in that, let's face it, the pastors, the leaders of the church so often are so involved with running the church, which is a huge job. They don't have time to dedicate to the hours that, like what we do in ministering. So it's the lay people that can run with this, that, of course, it's for all believers to cast these things out, as Jesus said. So it would appear to me that each church should have some designated people that can minister to their congregation as it comes up. And as you know, if person, if a minister or someone put the problem list under the noses of most congregations, most people we find will circle around 36 problem areas. And of course, as we usually find out, those to actually be the names of evil spirits trying to block that Christian's life. So imagine any one church where their congregation has gotten free of all that. Think how the church would go forward.
I know. It's an exciting thought, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I counted up everything that I had circled on my list after we got finished and I got home, and I was so happy that I was free of all of it. There were 70 things on my list on both pages. I got set free from all of them in one night.
Well, and and you know, I say 36. That sounds like many to the people when they first hear it taught, and I use it as a conservative base because the reality is, with most people, it's more than that, just as you experience it. So it's no wonder when somebody gets, say, 72 cast out, they have to be better, and you were, and you are.
Yes. I'm definitely not the same person. I'm so grateful that I'm a new creation in Christ through salvation and deliverance. And I am freer now than I've ever been in my life. I just have a boldness to tell people about the Lord and what He's done for me, and I can't stop worshiping Him and praising Him for how good He is to me.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited for your life because the Lord is using you and will use you beyond what you'd have probably thought or dreamed of.
Yes, and I want to come back to your ministry to receive some more training to be a better minister of deliverance. But right now, my Monday nights are taken up with DSSM. Which I'm learning a lot there, too. Boy, oh boy, there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn.
Praise God.
And it's so exciting because this supernatural
Amen.
World is more real to me than the physical world anymore.
Yes. Well, I was saying earlier in the show tonight that once I tasted of the supernatural and saw the action of the Holy Spirit and demons being cast out and manifesting, actually talking out of Christians' mouths, and all saw the reality of that, and then physical healings that go along with all this type ministry, I couldn't go back to where I came from. So I wanted to see the action. I can tell you're the same way.
I sure am. I sure am.
Praise God. Well,
Phyllis, I want to make a suggestion to you on this group you're working with there in Springfield at Dayspring, is get with Pastor Cox after the program at some point, and he can give you the link to so people can listen into the show every Wednesday night, and also there's a link where this will be archived probably the next day or two. Your testimony will be archived, and you can give them the link to go to there and how to go to the archives, and they can hear your testimony. Because your testimony at the beginning is so common with so many Christians, the things that you're experiencing, they're feeling, how come I'm saved, I'm not having this life abundantly, how come I'm having these issues, these problems, whether it be depression or anxiety, and all these fears are so common with Christian people. And another suggestion I could give to you is you've got the website here that you can give out, deliveranceusa.com, that you can hand out to these people. And maybe even go as far as carrying that problem list with you, because as Pastor said, 36 seems like a lot, but when you read that close, I think you said there was a little over 200 on that once, Pastor, it would be a very, very rare person that could look at that list with an honest self-evaluation and really not see, you know what, I've had problems with these throughout the years. Maybe they're not as bad now as they were when I was younger, But those are common problems that you can, if you can't see in yourself, obviously you can see it in people that you walk around every day. So
that's right.
Fantastic testimony, Phyllis. And I'm going to put my prayers. I wrote some notes down here, but I'm going to be praying for you that you're not only going to set Dayspring free, you're going to turn that entire group into deliverance ministers.
Praise God.
I
receive that right now. I'll receive that in its fullness.
I'm going to say,
and I'm so excited about all this. See what God is going to do. I'm just praying that He ignites this entire area and that Christians get their eyes open wide to the truth of what Jesus has called us to do. And that we get set free so that we can do it.
Amen.
And amen.
Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we just put an anointing upon Phyllis, and when she goes to this teaching the day spring, and Lord, the people look at her, and Holy Spirit, that you reveal the light that's in her. They see that something's different. They see the cheerfulness in her. That you give her the divine appointment she needs to talk to people. Give her the tools that are here, and let this remembrance come, and let it just go forth through that group. And let that group be set free so they can go and set Springfield free and set not only all Missouri free, but all across this land. Because right here at the center of the country, Lord, and that center of the country is a heartbeat that is a frequency that will go out across this land and set people free. And let your blessings be upon Phyllis. Give her supernatural guidance. And I call that angels on assignment to surround her, protect her, and keep her safe as she's doing it. And help her get the continued training that she needs in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So much,
I want to say one more thing, if I can. I just want to say that
we got our next caller.
I'm grateful that I had a car so I could drive to Oklahoma City, and I'm just so grateful that my friend Janice told me about your ministry, Everett, because I could not find anybody in Springfield that I could go to for this deliverance. And that is a sad thing, because this is the headquarters for a worldwide denomination, and there are so many churches in this town, but I could not find one that the Lord led me to. Instead, He led me to you, and I'm grateful.
Well, thanks, you find someone in that group that has a need, I'm only 45 minutes away. You get with Pastor Cox, he'll get you my information, and you and I will set them free.
Praise God. That sounds good. I will get that information,
okay,
and we will be in touch.
Okay, Phyllis, you're right ahead. Thank you for calling in this evening, but we've got Jody on the line. Jody, are you there?
Yeah, hello there.
Good
Hi,
evening.
Jody.
Sorry we went over your time limit, but the anointing was there, and Phyllis was on fire, so we wanted to get it out.
Oh, absolutely. No problem.
Well, thanks for calling, Jody. And if you could, just kind of start back with how you first heard about deliverance and experiences, and you being a team leader now, you're running the score up on the supernatural, so just go at it.
Well, when I first realized that, I guess there were actually demons in Christians, is when I got interested in it. I was praying over a friend of mine, and I was praying over a situation, and I said in my prayer, I commanded a demon out of her, and I said, "You have to go in Jesus' name. You have no choice." And she looked at me and she said, "It just said, no, I don't." And so I thought, okay, I got to figure this out. Because, Lord, I thought, in Jesus' name, I thought they had to go. So I realized at that time the Lord told me that they have legal rights when someone allows them to be there. So I just started seeking it out, and I found Jim Waldrop and did some ministry with him and under him. And then course, my buddy Oscar had come up there to you, and I could just see complete and total just boldness and confidence in him that he hadn't had, and I wanted that. And so I made my way through the classes. I've actually sat through the classes probably about 7 times now, and it just seems like I just learn more every time I do. And I just love setting in on ministries, and it's just been, it's been amazing. The very first one I set in on with you, and I don't know if you remember, but the lady, she just came in, and she was just so just completely down and just troubled. And in the end, her facial expression, her everything was just different. And she had this pain in her arm, and the pain wouldn't go away. And you had prayed over her, and then Jacqueline and I stayed and prayed and commanded, and all of a sudden she stepped back and just shot her arms up in the air, and the pain was gone, she said. And it just, I don't know, that changed my whole way of praying. And it's just been amazing. It's been amazing ever since.
Praise God. That lady, did she feel the spirits coming out? How do you know they were there? And all? Did you tell something was going on when you were...
Absolutely. Just her facial expressions. And she had said she had a doctor's appointment with the pain in her arm, that it had been there for months. And like with that following week, she was going to go to the doctor. But she didn't have to go to the doctor. So it was, it was awesome.
Hallelujah.
Well, but I think my favorite part of the ministry is the inner healing.
Mm-hmm.
I just love
Praise
the inner
God.
Healing and what Jesus does to each one of them. It's just been, I don't know, it's that, it just amazes me every time, and just the special little things that he does for each person. And it is just awesome.
And, of course, the inner healing part, as we've learned, is a major area of sometimes getting to the root. And cutting those, closing those doors that people, where they had traumas and or memories that carry bad feelings, and our Jesus will take those bad feelings. They still have the memory of the event. They don't have the bad feelings that go with it. And of course, that so typically closes the doors. The name of the feelings. Turns out to often be the names of the spirits. And so when the person gives those over to Jesus and he takes them, there's a supernatural thing that takes place, and it pulled the rug out from under the demons, where then they're actually easy to cast out. Sometimes they actually go, just as we do the inner healing. You've probably seen some of that, Jody.
It's just great. It's just awesome. I just love it.
Well, as you go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's really hard to. I've asked the Lord just to teach me, and so as I'm sitting there, and when I finish up, there's been several times that I've been involved in like 2 other ministries as I'm walking out the door, and it is just so. One time I was. Ministering to a lady, she had been in before, and she had what she said was a band around her head, and she said the Lord revealed to her that it was the claw of a demon. And so she had come in and been ministered to over that and got free from it. But then she it had been a few months later, and she said her son had a demon of alcoholism, and it actually ended up killing him. And she had wrestled it to the ground, and there was just a lot of stuff going back and forth with, as the demon manifested in her son. And she was back for a second ministry, because that band, after going through that with her son, was back on her head, so she knew the demon was back. So I ministered to her with that, and I could hear another ministry going on. Normally, you know, they don't. We don't get a lot of manifestations, but when they do, they get your attention. And the one that was kind of behind me had gotten my attention, and so after the lady left, I went over and sat in on it, and it was manifesting in her through her face and through her eyes. She said it was trying to kill her, and it was it was pretty loud. And it ended up, I think there were three or four of us over there just, and then Richard came over. And that was amazing to me, just seeking the Lord on, you know, what had been missed. And there again, it was the unforgiveness of herself ended up being what it was. But also, Richard had brought the shofar over. And after calling the lady up and getting the lady to forgive her, you know, admit that she hadn't forgiven herself and then forgive herself, and then blew the shofar like up next to her back, and you could just see the demons go, and you could just see her facial expression, and she just tears running down her face, and she was just so, it was just, it's praise why God. We do what we do, and it's I hate to say fun. That's not really the right word, I don't guess. But
well, it's
amazing what the Lord does. It's just amazing.
Exciting, I guess, would be one word to use.
Yes.
It's yes. Very fulfilling.
Do you remember that ministry that I'm talking about, Everett?
Oh, yes. And it was a good lesson. In fact, I wrote a thing out to the teams on the email about it, that lady had been before, and somehow she still had not forgiven herself, which is one of our main things we focus on, and how it was missed up to that point is puzzling. But but when she finally did forgive herself, that closed the door or canceled the legal right the demon had, and at that point, it was easy to cast out, and the others with it, wasn't it, Jody?
Yes, yes, they just left. I mean, they just absolutely left, and it was, I'd never been in a situation where when the demon was manifesting in the girl, she tried to intimidate one of the team leaders. And that was interesting to me, that they know our history and or our situation, and those demons can play on that. And that was the first time I had actually seen that in one of the going toward one of the team leaders. But I mean, it didn't affect her, but it could have.
Well, once we learn who we are in Jesus, that we have all power over the enemy, and speak it out, Luke 10:19, and nothing shall by any means harm us, the word performs itself. So that's something to pull out and speak anytime anything is going on. I speak out Luke 10:19 several times at least in a ministry session. And that tends to keep the enemy at bay itself. It hurts them right then. They don't want to hear it. Interesting thing about that case, too, Jody, was you might remember this. When that demon was screaming out so loud, when they finally got the woman back up and the demon down from the manifestation, and afterwards even, she didn't even know she was screaming. The demon was doing all of it, and she wasn't even observing from inside, as most people do in manifestations.
Mm-hmm. And something else, she was smelling an odor, just a horrible odor, and just grossing her out. And she, can y'all smell that? Can y'all smell? And which we never did smell anything, but she smelled an odor that it was putting off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people
I just thought,
do smell these
things. I'd never had that either, so I thought that was neat or interesting.
Well,
but I have not done myself the head semen technique, but I have had several situations where I'm working the wrap sheet that I've had them not want to come out. And like I had one lady one time, I was working the wrap sheet on the death demons, and I was, as we were commanding them, they were fighting. They did not want to come out, and the Lord revealed to me that she had a death wish on her husband. And so I called her back up and had her repent of that death wish, and then they left. So
praise God.
That's another thing that the Lord does that quite a bit when I'm ministering, you know, in each little section.
You have one of those gifts of discernment, Jody, which is a real asset in this kind of ministry. I don't seem to have it myself. I'm just a pretty average Christian, but some people have that discernment gift, and it's like a bird dog on coil. I mean, you can really smoke them out, you know, figure out their names and all that. So that's a real asset for you, Jody, through the ministry years to come.
Well, good. It does help,
Jody,
that's for sure.
Yes. Anything else you'd like to share?
I am just absolutely just loving it, and you guys are so awesome. I just appreciate your commitment to the Lord and just to everyone that wants to come and learn, and it's just always something new, isn't it?
Well, it is, and of course, what's neat, we're all from different churches, you know. People go to their own church on Sundays and Wednesdays and all, but we find ourselves as a special ops, special commando unit in the body of Christ, ministering to the Christians at large, and that's kind of neat, because you know, we're not connected to any one group, we're just Christians doing it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, thanks, Jody, for calling in and sharing, and you've been a blessing, and I'll plan to see you next Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Two good testimonies there, Pastor.
Amen. They're telling it, aren't they?
They are. They are. And
what you've heard tonight, of course, is for all Christians. It's not just a few here and there. It's for all believers.
It is. And I sense that that first caller and I may be working together a little bit in the future. So
yeah,
praise the Lord on that. I've also sensed that maybe why John felt the calling of the Holy Spirit, and what he prayed right for the meeting, I think, was kind of a bless that divine appointment there. So
When I talked to her about coming on the show, I told her that the co-host is at Hollister, so it kind of sets the stage. It was kind of logical that, I mean, you guys are pretty close.
We are. It's not that far of a drive at all. A lot easier drive to drive in Oklahoma City for me, but I'll do that if the Holy Spirit calls.
Amen.
Over 7 times last year.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, it's in the book of James that came up here. It says, you believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. The demons shudder at the power and authority of God, which is given to us through the name of Jesus Christ. And if the demons believe, then the Christians should understand and believe as well, because they are real. We do have all power and authority over him, Luke 10:19, and we need to exercise that power and authority. We no longer need to be running in fear against him, and we need to be exercising that power we have and casting and commanding these problems to go away. And when Christians get that, this world will be turned upside down again. And I look
Absolutely.
Forward to that day, because just anyone who has to watch just a little bit of the news and see that is out there. that there are demons in this land. I mean, recently they had some character dressed up as a demon reading books to the children. And if someone can look at that and not, they've got to have a problem. They can't see that as a Christian and see there are demons in this world. There's an attack against certain people, an attack against the little ones in this country, and that we need to start exercising and commanding these things to be silent, breaking his silence, casting them out when we can, and doing these things for the advancement and the glory of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, because that's what this show is about. I know that's what Pastor is working for there in Oklahoma City. That's what I try to work with every day. I know that Richard, John, Jason, and the men there at the Radio Ranch are working on that every day, the advancement of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, because that is why we're here. Part of that advancement was in the Great Commission, and the Great Commission said, heal the sick, set the captives free, cast out demons, preach the gospel, baptize, speak the new tongues. All these things there are for us to advance that kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Richard, you might give the, I mean, Richard's there.
I'll give it out again. DeliveranceUSA.com. Yeah. DeliveranceUSA.com is the website. All the tools are there that you need. And the office phone to get a hold of the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, is 307-742-7582. You get a hold of Richard there. I believe it's a $20 donation. But I also understand if you need it and you can't afford it, we will still get it to you. We don't want to deny it anybody. The tools there because of lack of funds. If you need it, if you need help with it, we'll get it to you. And just praise Jesus. This has just been an uplifting show. I'm all fired up now.
Well, I am too. It's exciting being in the middle of it. Amen.
It is. It is. And Richard, are we just about out of time? I think my clock's not measuring up with what you said.
We are just about out of time, so thanks so much.
Okay.
Fantastic, fantastic program tonight, guys.
All right. Gentlemen, have a good evening.
Good night.
Blessings.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn, like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be when the darkness came to take out.